Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So here's the other thing. Are we a believer in the South African government? This story on the sale of SAA is a really, really rather strange one. And in fact, the South African government and National Airline are being sued by a little known investment firm which wants the sale of a majority stake in the carrier scrapped and rerun due to a lack of transparency. So this year's acquisition of 51% of SAA by the Takatso Consortium, made up of a local jet leasing company and a private equity firm, for just $3 million, that's 51 million rand at the time, was unlawful and constitutionally invalid. That is according to documents filed by the High Court in Cape Town. We wanted to understand a little bit more about it. Advocate Stephanie Fick, who is the Executive Director of the Accountability Division at Organisation Undoing Tax Abuse. Outer, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. We're being very politically correct this morning. Actually, I'm not. I don't know who I'm kidding. It just doesn't work for me, this whole politically correct thing. But I do want to know what on earth is going on with SAA. So is this a transaction that we should be looking into?
I think so. I think as an organisation, we also... our eyebrows are lifting because it is, I think, shrouded in secrecy. Just the fact that there's no, I think, transparency, and maybe it's a human behavior thing, but I think it's more than that. The fact that I think the government should, I think we've learned from state capture, the government must be transparent, government must show us their hand. And government must take us into their confidence. SAA has been, has been this SOE that was shrouded in controversy. I mean, we were successful in declaring Dudu Mnyeni delinquent director. You know, the management at SAA was directly responsible for, I think, the fact that the SAA is in the position it is currently. It is costing us an enormous amount of money, the taxpayer, and then there were calls to, can't we, scrap this? The whole industry, in fact, is rather precarious. I mean, we've just seen that Kulula and British Airways is going to be, or that part is going to be liquidated. So it is a tough industry.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, because when you look at SAA and all the shenanigans and the fact that we have paid as a taxpayer to keep this organization going, and then you look at a Comair and Kulula, and you think this is really unfair. Actually,
yeah, it is unfair. You know, is that the state coffers is keeping SAA alive, and why? I mean, it really, there were reasons given why. But I think if you look at where we are economically in South Africa, you know, we are struggling. I think each and every time we get our paycheck and we start doing groceries, we feel it. And why? Try and save an airline that was really run into the ground, and what is the ultimate purpose? It is as if one is struggling, and now this deal, selling the airline for 51 rand and the amount of money that's supposedly coming, it sounds like the partner is not taking risk at all, because who will? Who will in the current climate, who will do this? So I think we also called for, we wrote to the minister to say, we want to know what is going on, and please show us, how did you come to evaluate the assets for SAA? Who evaluated the assets for SAA? How did you get to these amounts? What is the business plan going forward? So that we can establish whether this is worth it and whether this is going to be in the best interest of all South Africans. May I just say this? I think if we are struggling with an unemployment rate that is extremely high, we are struggling to create an economy that creates jobs, and we are still wanting you know, a FAA airplane. Now, it's novel, but if there are people that is struggling to feed themselves, I think we need to prioritize. We really need to start prioritizing.
Does this mean we haven't learned anything? Because you would have thought that given what we've been through in terms of state capture in South Africa and the opaque and cloudy ways in which things have been done, that surely we would have learned a lesson. And this process, especially in an area where there is so much focus on SAA, surely that would have been done with greater transparency?
Yeah, one would think. One would really think that we've learned. But hopefully after the state capture report, I think we're also hanging this on the big clock, and I don't know. I mean, Judge Zondo has said a lot of things in that report. And I think what is missing from that report is, do people really realize what it cost this country, what it cost the just a normal citizen? When we were talking about Zulu Mnyeni and SAA, I was wondering, I mean, there's people literally going to bed hungry. What do they care about SAA? What we need to understand is that the money that's going to an SOE for a bailout, it's less money in the fiscus to make sure that, firstly, the economy is stimulated, that, you know, that we create jobs. Corruption, maladministration has an impact on each and every one of us.
It literally, kills. Absolutely right.
Yeah. We've just heard about the hospital that is falling apart. That is, and someone can please disagree with me, that is a direct consequence. Corruption, state capture, and all of that.
Absolutely right. Advocate Estefanie Fick, who's the Executive Director of Accountability Division at the Organization for Undoing Tax Abuse, for Outer, talking to us about SAA.